Hey, check it out. We're 1 month away from Christmas. And not looking like Christmas in Regina right now. Just a light dusting of snow as Environment Canada had predicted. And as I've said before, it looks like a lot of people have taken advantage of the recent milder weather. There's a lot of inflatables in front of homes now with a Christmas theme. Lots of people putting up Christmas lights. And by the sounds of it now, Canada Post has a deal in principle with their mail carriers, which is principle. That's still a long way from being finalized, but it does sound encouraging if you got to send any cards, letters, or packaging out for Christmas now, too. Tree lots filling up with stock around the city. I've noticed that a few times already, and it won't be long before you're going to have to circle the date for the upcoming kids' Christmas concert. In fact, that may already be circled on the calendar. But they're just days, weeks away, too. 1 month till Christmas now. It already looks like Christmas in the southwest part of the province. Got hit with a snowfall warning yesterday. If you're in Weyburn, Estevan, Swift Currents, Maple Creek, give me a shout at 1-877-300-7275. How much snow did you get? Much at all, or enough to cover the rooftops and the lawn? Here, you can still see the lawn through the dusting we've got. But would love to hear from you. 1-877-300-7275. Flights have resumed at the Calgary airport after that storm there yesterday grounded some planes. Impacted a number of flights even here in our city. Calgary had something like 400 accidents reported yesterday. First big snowfall. And technically, we've had snow already, but not a major snowfall that has created any chaos on the streets. Inevitably, that first one is going to come, and it likely will. I'm curious about tire shops, because has everyone taken care of their tire swap already, or do you think there's plenty of people out there still waiting for the first snowfall to go in? But right now, 1-877-300-7275, if you could, let me know what your snowfall amounts are like in your end. Some of the headlines we're watching this morning, our health minister has had to step up to explain why there are cockroaches in the general hospital. Jeremy Cockrell says
it was found that the cockroaches were brought in by a patient and their family.
Apparently, they found a couple of cockroaches in two rooms of the mother baby unit, and immediately the rooms were blocked off and pest control brought in. No other reports since then. The health authority says health facilities are high traffic areas, but they care for all people who walk through their doors.
Regardless of how people show up, the Saskatchewan Health Authority's job is to provide dignified and respectful care to whoever shows up at our doors.
Not sure what kind of cockroaches they were. You know, those in Saskatchewan, we have these mini, the German cockroaches, I think they call them the German cockroaches, that are very common and very hard to get out of your home once they're in. I've been told that by many pest control officers in Regina that they are still one of the major pests that they get calls to get rid of in homes. Other news this morning, you heard Jamie Locker's commentary, how the Argonauts have been sniffing around our Rough Rider head coach, Corey Mace. They need a new coach in Toronto, but Mace told them he's not interested in heading east, and he added,
"How about your Saskatchewan Rough Rider?"
Yeah. Ah! That's what he told them. Corey Mace, I just can't see. He wouldn't leave yet, man. We've got him signed up. He's loving it here, and we're loving him, that's for sure. The Conservatives are hammering Prime Minister Mark Carney over a remark he made Sunday to reporters in the G20 summit in South Africa. Asked when he last spoke with President Trump, he answered,
"Who cares? I mean, it's a detail. It's a detail. I spoke to him. I'll speak to him again when it matters."
Carney said he had no burning issue to raise at the moment, adding that Canada will return to trade talks when America wants to come back to the table. But that exchange was a pretty hot topic yesterday at question period in the Commons, where opposition leader Pierre Poilievre said his Conservatives care about Canadian workers hurt by U.S. tariffs and stalled talk.
"Mr. Speaker, we care. We care about the workers who've lost their jobs and don't have paychecks to make their mortgage payments. Why doesn't he care?"
And then the Minister of Canada, U.S. Trade, Dominic LeBlanc, he got up there and said, the Liberals are defending Canadian interests.
The leader of the opposition knows very well that our government was elected to defend Canadian workers and the Canadian economy. That's exactly what we did in a budget that was tabled in this House of Commons. The opposition decided not to support Canadian workers and provinces and territories and sectors under attack by unfair American tariffs.
On the heels of that now, a senior Carney official has said that the Prime Minister is considering a trip to Washington, perhaps as early as next week. Incidentally, what's quietly gone somewhat unnoticed is how Trump has yet to enforce that extra 10% tariff he was imposing on Canadian goods in response to Ontario's anti-tariff television ad. Remember how angry he got over that and said, okay, that's it, another 10%? Well, Canadian officials have said they have not received any documentation from the Trump administration related to that additional tariff. Hey, be sure to let us know how your commute is going this morning. Light dusting of snow in Regina, some snow further south of us. Weyburn, Estevan, you got your first snowfall yesterday, I understand. And Swift Current, Maple Creek, how'd you make out? 1-877-300-7275. Let us know what you think is on the ground. How much snow did you get? And remember this, too. You can save up to 40% with the CJME Cyber Auction. Right now, you can bid online. That auction is live till next Monday at 6 p.m. Sign up at RalcoAuctions.com. Great way to shop local and do some Christmas shopping, too. You can Christmas shop at Agribition. I know that. I was there for day one yesterday. They got that big trade expo, which is massive in the Cooperator Center again, and lots to look through and probably pick up for Christmas. There were so many school kids yesterday. They tell me that there's about 7,000 school kids that will go through Agribition. And in fact, over 145,000 in total passing through the Agribition gates over this whole week. And tonight is Family Night at the Chutes, featuring trick riders. They've got mutton-busting rodeo clowns, mini chuck wagon races in the Brand Center. It's not free. You need to purchase tickets for that. And it's not the official rodeo. That Maple Leaf Rodeo is on tomorrow night. That one is free. It's rush seating on the first night. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it's ticketed. But I don't know if you remember visiting Agribition as a kid. I sure do. We'd get a list of questions from the teacher. We'd have to go look for the answers when we got there. Walking through the barns, trying not to step in the cow pies. Driving our teacher or parent chaperone crazy. They volunteered to take us, but we never listened. And clearly it hasn't changed because that's what I saw yesterday. Loads of kids and parents and teachers trailing behind yelling, stick together, stick together. Lots of 4-H, of course, too, at Agribition. And you see it in the barns. A lot of young kids busy cow fluffing all the time after washing and blow drying the cows. They look so happy and fresh. And you know that dryer thing they use? This thing here, yeah? Actually, one professional cow fluffer, Katie Elmhurst, told us it's not about the fluff. She says it's about the fact that they're a little uncomfortable and might get itchy, so it's comfort to the cow.
They love getting scratched, obviously. Who wouldn't? Especially when you can't scratch yourself. So we'll use a show stick, and that, like, calms them down, especially when we're clipping some extra hair off to make them look smooth.
I was able to talk with some of those school kids about their Agribition experience and how it was going so far.
They got pet animals.
Did you see that cow giving birth in the Ag X Pavilion there?
Nope.
You didn't see that? Do you know how little calves are born? Have you learned that yet?
Nope.
You know, what do you like about it?
That we can pet cows. We can pet animals, and there's fun stuff, and we can see the horses and the horse pull.
Does anything ever scare you at Agribition?
No.
No, you're not scared of anything?
Nope.
What if a giant horse took a big poop right in front of you?
I'll scream.
But would you stop and clean it up to be nice?
Nope.
What's your favorite animal?
Horses.
What does a horse sound like? You enjoying Agribition, buddy? What's your favorite part of Agribition?
That I don't have to go to school and have recess in the cold.
Amen, brother. Amen. I feel your pain. I'm glad to be here because I don't have to go to work. You have a good day at Agribition, all right?
Okay.
It was fun. It was fun with all those kids, and day two rolls on today. CJME News Time now is 5:58. This is Jimmy Cliff. We just lost him. He was 81 years old. Played a pretty crucial role in bringing reggae from Jamaica to the world. The Harder They Come is one of my favorite songs from Jimmy. And, of course, this is one of his biggest commercial smashes. Jimmy Cliff, out of the age of 81. Here we are on November 25th with a very light dusting of snow in Regina. And curious, in your neck of the woods, how much snow you have. I mentioned Sean in Weyburn texted. He said he's got about an inch and a half of snow on the ground there. That's in Weyburn. How about Estevan? Cypress Hills, Maple Creek area, Swift Current, we're supposed to get a fair amount of snow. How do you folks do? If you have a second, text me, 1-877-300-7275. Roads, not at all miserable within the city here. Highways? Yeah, it's always worth having a look at the highway hotline, obviously, but probably further south of us, the morning commute may or may not be a little dicey, but text away, 1-877-300-7275. If you're coming in for Agribition today, the big two-day grain expo starts today there. Networking opportunity aimed at producers and their related industry, and they're going to cover a whole wide variety of topics from ag tech to agronomics and soil health. Also today at Agribition, there's 4-H judging finals, the Miss Rodeo Horsemanship Challenge. There's a trick riding demo in the Brand Center this afternoon I'm kind of curious about, and the Canadian Horse Pole Finals go to. And tonight is Family Night at the Chutes. Now, this isn't like the Maple Leaf Rodeo. It starts at 6:30, goes till 8. It's mutton busting, mini chuck wagon races, rodeo clowns, and some of the trick riders are going to be showing up there too, and a lot more. You need to buy tickets for that one, but it's meant to be kind of like a family fun zone area of the rodeo. And they're going to entertain you and get you up close if they can. So I think tickets for adults are $25. I'm not sure what the kids are, but agribition.com has all the ticket pricing there. But that's tonight. The Maple Leaf Rodeo is free tomorrow night, and it is rush seating. And the tickets for Thursday, Friday, Saturday rodeos are selling really, really quick now. So last year they sold out Friday and Saturday early in the week. So you might want to get on that too. This might be a nice Christmas present just to give you the heads up. Lottomax today, $55 million for tonight's draw. You can buy a lot of toys for Santa's Anonymous with that. It's our 56th year. Tens of thousands of children have been able to wake up to Christmas morning with a toy under the tree, all thanks to you, our Santa's Anonymous donors. And we're seeing a huge increase in the need. We've got a waiting list. The first 48 hours, we had 1,500 families sign up through the Salvation Army who assists us. And if you can drop off a new unwrapped toy in any one of our bins that are listed at cjme.com on the Santa's Anonymous page, please do so. We are struggling to get enough toys for all the people who are on this waiting list. So if you want to take your kids and you're in good shape and say, hey, kids, let's go pick out some toys for babies all the way up to the age of 12. It's a great experience and a lesson learned with your family members if you can do that for us. Again, details now at cjme.com. And if you want to just have us do the shopping for you, you can make a cash donation as well, too. Murray alluded to this in his commentary this morning about Regina Pat turned Chicago Blackhawk Connor Bedard taking some flack for ignoring an autograph on.
Connor, can you please sign a magazine for me, man? You can personalize it, please. You can personalize it. There's only three of us. I've never gotten your autograph before. You could personalize it.
We gotta go.
Please?
We gotta be leaving in 2 minutes.
What if I write to Joanna for you? I've never gotten you, dude. Please, just really quick, you can on it. I don't care. I got every single one of these magazines signed before. And you're the only person I've never gotten. What can I do to say yes? It takes 2 seconds to sign. Can you just walk and sign it, please? Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Connor, please.
Thank you, Connor.
He did scribble what probably wasn't even close to his name on there, and then just to get rid of him here. But if it sounds like Bedard is snubbing some so-called fans, which it does, right? But don't just read into that. There's a lot more to this. I kind of know firsthand about this because I used to billet Regina Pats, one of which made it to the NHL and was with Calgary Flames, inevitably Chicago Blackhawks too. So I'm quite familiar how these guys do this. And this guy pressing him was asking him to sign a copy of the 2023 issue of the Hockey News draft preview in which Connor's featured, right? So this guy's not a true hockey fan of Bedard. He's a guy that turns around and sells autographs for top dollar. And they catch it all on tape so they can prove to whoever buys it it's authentic. See? Got him signing it, right? Hey, so these professional for-profit autograph seekers are everywhere. They stalk players all the time, especially the stars of the NHL. They know the bus pickup or the hotel they're staying at in all the cities. I know of some players, too. I remember Jeff Schantz, who I used to billet and play with Chicago, like Chris Chelios days, Jeremy Roenick. Those guys, they would always ask grown men like this guy, who do I make it out to? And the second they say nobody, well, then they just hand the marker back. So if your kids have seen this Connor Bedard video and might be feeling like tainted as to whether or not he's a good guy, remember, he's the same Regina Pat who in that last season before he left town, remember they had an autograph night and I was supposed to last maybe an hour or 90 minutes or something. He went to almost 3 hours. He was the last guy there. They still had to cut people off, but he signed everybody and talked to everybody. He's still that guy. So Bedard's no different than a lot of the other NHL stars in the league when it comes to that. Although some will refrain from signing certain hockey cards because they might have a deal with an opposing hockey card company. But usually if it's a little kid with a hockey card, they almost always sign. Bulls are back in town tomorrow night at Agribition. It'll be the Maple Leaf Rodeo. I love going to the rodeo, and my favorites are bareback. I love watching that competition and the bull riding at the end. And Lonnie West is from Alberta. He's a bull rider. He's going to be joining me on the show tomorrow morning. I just love hearing the stories of these guys. To get on the back of a bull and try and hang on for 8 seconds, and those bulls are just massive. When you go to the rodeo, if you sit up close enough to the glass and one of those goes by right in front of your face, you get what I'm talking about. It's like these guys are just like superheroes. So love the fact that I'm going to be joined by a bull rider tomorrow morning on the show. And if you're headed to Agribition today, I suspect you'll bump into a lot of school kids too. There's something like 7,000 school kids visiting Agribition this year. But what an economic spinoff. It's just in the millions. There are so many people making the trip to Regina. And we welcome you for staying overnight in our hotels and dining out and doing some Christmas shopping. It's just a big boost to the economy, that's for sure. Lots of conversation about British Columbia Premier David Eby, who says it's unacceptable that Alberta and Saskatchewan's premiers are speaking with Ottawa about a potential pipeline to BC's northern coast without input from BC and coastal First Nations, he says. Eby said he shared his anger with Prime Minister Mark Carney on the phone call yesterday. They'd expect his province will be consulted going forward. The federal and Alberta governments are said to be really close to finalizing a memorandum of understanding that could include a pipeline, along with exceptions to the ban of oil tankers off the BC coast. Eby reminding everyone, you know what, the project doesn't even exist, you guys, but Fed's trying to clear the way here. As for whether or not Premier Scott Moe was actually at the table in the Alberta talks with Ottawa, well, Mo was pressed on the CTV's Power Play about that yesterday.
I just want to make sure that that's clear. You are not at those negotiations.
Well, let's be clear about what this is as well. This is a federal decision, whether it be around some of the policies, the unconsulted policies, I might add, that were put in, whether it be Bill C-69, the tanker ban, the emissions cap. You know, all of those were unconsulted policies put in by the previous prime minister. Alberta and Saskatchewan were not consulted in any of those cases. However, in this case, should this project move forward, and I would expect that if there's some tweaks to those policies, that you will see, you know, private proponents come forward to not only build a new pipeline to the northwest coast, but to expand the existing capacity that we have through TMX, or likely to addition add pipeline capacity through what was KXL, now maybe is the South Bow project. You know, we need all of these projects to move forward so that we can expand our energy industry of all kinds, whether it's LNG and oil. So we're in discussions with not only Alberta, but the federal government all the time on numerous topics. In this case, we are much, and we've always been clear, we're much more of an advocate on behalf of this project because of what it can do for each and all of us as Canadians.
Premier Scott Moe, the original question was, he actually at the table with Alberta and Ottawa? I marvel. I love you know, you're a good politician when you answer a question and not really answer the question. And it's not just Mo. Everyone does it, but I marvel at how well they all do that. But nonetheless, hey, our premier is actually going to be serving up breakfast. Well, I don't think he's going to hand serve breakfast, but he is talking this morning. There's a breakfast with the premier over at Agribition as well, too. CJME News Time now is 628.